Our new Archbishop of Canterbury began his powerful sermon at his inauguration service in Canterbury Cathedral just over a week ago with the words, "To each one of us, whoever and wherever we are, joining us from far away by television or radio, or here in the cathedral, Jesus calls us through the storms and darkness of life and says, 'Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.'" Do not be afraid. That's the message of Easter in a nutshell. It's the message that lies at the heart of the Christian faith. I was once told that the words "do not be afraid" appear in some variant or other 365 times in the Bible. I've never had time to check, but it's certainly a lot. That's because it's the basic message of the whole Bible. We need not be afraid because nothing can come between God and his great love for us in Jesus. As St. Paul put it in his letter to the Romans, "Neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus." It's easy for us to live our lives in fear. Fear of all sorts of things, but fear ultimately of death. The great good news of the resurrection is that God's love is stronger than death, and that in Christ's resurrection, death, the final enemy, has been overcome. That can set us free to enjoy life in all its fullness, in the here and now, enjoy life before death, as well as after it. The words Archbishop Justin quoted at the beginning of his sermon were spoken by Jesus to the disciples when he appeared in the midst of a storm, walking on the water. My prayer for you and for me this Easter is that we may hear the voice of the risen Christ speaking to us above the storms of life, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." God bless you this Easter.